you look in your bulletin and find the message notes, it'll look a little different than it normally does. Today, in our series of the story of Jesus, it seemed absolutely necessary to spend one Sunday looking at the way Jesus preached. And I have to tell you that it's very humbling to me today to have the privilege of reading a sermon from the Bible preached by the greatest preacher, master teacher that has ever lived. And I will do my best to do that accurately and with enthusiasm. So I went to Kelly, who's in charge of music today. Thanks, Kelly, for being so supportive, and all the music team. And I said, Kelly, I would like on your Sunday, February 14th, to do a 12, maybe a 16-point sermon. And she said, okay. And it won't really come across that way at all. But I'd like you to look at this note page and remember the 4 points. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. So be diligent to present yourself approved to God, as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. Today we focus specifically on God's truth. We'll mix some music in between. I'll explain that a little bit more later. You have to picture the setting. And when I do this, my imagination goes kind of crazy. So thanks for allowing me to do that. I can picture Jesus going up a hillside with quite a crowd of people following behind him. All ages. Some who were learning to really appreciate him and trust him. Some who were skeptical. Probably some critics who just wanted to see what they could find to pick at and make a problem. And as he went up the mountain, eventually he sat down. And I would imagine there were little kids running around, don't you think so? There might have been some teenagers who just thought, well, this would be something to do today. And then he began to talk. And I believe the crowd hushed. I think it got perfectly quiet. I doubt that even the birds were chirping. And as he talked, I can see some little kids who had been running around becoming so focused on him that they just kind of settle down and try to inch a little bit closer to him, maybe. Maybe part of the time he took one or two of them on his knees so that they were a part of what he was doing. And as he talked, I have a feeling that even some teenagers were so taken in by it that they were thinking, I wish I had invited somebody to come with me. I hope you can tune out life. I hope you can kind of forget that we're in this beautiful chapel with all of its warmth and color and lights. And let your mind go out on a mountainside in a land far away, in the land of Israel, and back up nearly 2,000 years and think about Jesus. He had come to earth, born in a manger in Bethlehem, obedient to his earthly parents, grew to be an adult, had a major confrontation with the counterfeit god Satan, and handled that with scripture, quoting from the Old Testament, and launched into this journey of teaching and healing bringing people to life from the dead. Evidence continually that he's more than just a man, he is God. And he's on a journey that will just last a few years because he's on his way to the cross. And he knows why he has come. He knows his mission. He knew what was ahead of him, but it wasn't quite time. And on this particular day, he goes up the hill, and he sat down, and he taught. What we'll do in the next few minutes, if you want to follow in your Bible, it's the New American Standard. If you don't have that one, the Bible in the song rack ahead of you is the same one from which I'm reading. And today, we'll take a few breaks to kind of let the message settle in and ponder the words of music that reinforce what we're doing. Matthew 5, verse 1. And when Jesus saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing anymore, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure or a basket, some Bibles say, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Do not think that I came to abolish the law and the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and so teaches others shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever shall say, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. If, therefore, you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar. Go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. Make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way, in order that your opponent may not deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown in prison. Truly I say to you, you shall come out of there, you will not come out of there until you have paid every last cent. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to go into hell. And it was said, whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the cause of unchastity, makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord. But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. And anything beyond these is evil. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist him who is evil, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. And whoever shall force you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. I often wonder how long it really took for Jesus to present this sermon. You can easily read it, depending on your method of reading, between 15 or 20 and 30 minutes. I also often wonder the expressions on people's faces when he made some of these statements. I wonder if some people said, Jesus, what do you mean by that? Were they up there for hours discussing some of this? Do we have just the high points? John, in the end of his gospel, said that if everything was recorded that Jesus said and did, there's not enough room for all the books that would be written. We have the key points to meditate and to learn to apply. Scripture is so powerful. I don't know how any follower of Jesus can live a life that stays on track without being in it on a regular basis with the Spirit of God teaching us. Chapter 6. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. If there were some Pharisees present, they must have sat up on this one. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When therefore you give alms, offerings, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what the right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. And when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, he'll repay you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do. For they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So pray then this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, or the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. And whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance in order to be seen fasting by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, he'll repay you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or money, or material things. For this reason, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you? Oh man, little faith. Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or with what shall we be clothed? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And so he continued in chapter 7 in our Bible. Do not judge, lest you be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf of bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? Therefore, however you want people to treat you, so treat them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many there are who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. So beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by the fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. And not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. The result of all of this was that when Jesus had finished these words, the multitudes were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.